Katie Barillo, a furloughed Department of Transportation worker, has swapped duties with her husband Joe, a stay-at-home dad who is now freed up to work on projects around the house while she watches their two kids, ages 3 and 5. Field trips have been a popular activity since she's been off.
We went to the zoo. We were going to go to Please Touch Museum today, but then we heard about the offer to visit this museum, so we decided we'd go see dinosaur bones and butterflies instead.
The museum is the Academy of Natural Sciences. Chief Operating Officer Lisa Miller.
The offer is that any federal worker and their families are welcome to come to the Academy and pay what they wish. And we're offering that to the end of the month or until the end of the shutdown.
Marie Owens Powell, president of the local chapter of the American Federation of Government Workers, has tried to keep busy by attending rallies, handling conference calls and media inquiries. But even that doesn't fill the day.
Well, I'm doing a little bit of stained glass work because it's relaxing for me. I know I myself have watched a little bit more TV than I care to admit.
It may sound like fun, but Marie and many other furloughed workers say this is far from a vacation. I'm Paul Kurtz, KYW News Radio.